accession number 18215, Reel 1.
Mr. Rosetsky, Reel 1. Where were you born, please?
I was born in Tarnów in Poland.
Which year was this?
1st of January 1916.
Can you tell me something about your family background, what your father did for a living and so on, please?
My father was a merchant in the same, actually not in Tarnów, but in a village about 6 kilometers from Tarnów.
What did he trade in?
Oh, general trade stores for actually any food, and I believe that he also was trading in what do you call it, the grain, the peasants used to bring, you know, the loads of grain, and then and he was then shipping that to Tarnów for further distribution.
Did he have people who worked for him?
Yes, yes. Well, mostly family.
So did you come from a wealthy family or a modest family or what?
I would like to mention that my family was very unfortunate. I tell you why. Because in my father was in fighting in First World War. Actually, he was in fighting in Italy, in General Haller's, division. And when he came back, so we were not wealthy, just making a living. And what happened later, we were just planning to build a house or something, because we were living first in a rented house, moving from one village to another. And what happened, on exchange of the money, he lost a lot. So it had, he has to build a business and start again, practically from the scratch. Then again, the same situation happened in 1939. We were just preparing to build a big house, had all the materials, bricks and so on. And would you believe these materials were pinched by peasants and Germans who were using the bricks for building some sort of fortification and so on. So again, zero. So all the time problem and loss on exchange of money, because zloty after First World War was worthless. In exchange, even less. So the financial problem was just common to our family. But we are making enough living. But mind you, the family was four of us, two sisters and two and a brother. And to educate us, it was quite a costly business and not easy for my parents. So we struggled a little bit.
Did you go to school in Tarnów?
Yes. Primary school at the village 6 kilometers from Tarnów called Skrzyszów. Then the next stage was the so-called gymnasium, like high school, in which I was matriculated in 1935. Then I was thinking to study something at university. I wasn't very sure what to choose. Then I decided either to do the military obligatory service prior to my age of 21, to get rid of that and then to join the university study. But unbelievable, something happened to me what I didn't expect. The military school was in Krakow for cadet officers. So three platoons from each regiment, number 12, 16 and 20. Then when we completed the year, I just finished as number one. Now the head of the military school suggested that I should choose army career. So I wasn't very keen, but I applied to so-called cadet officer school, the only one in Poland which was training 425 officers a year, regular officer. So that just happened that I completed this third year training in September, in actually August 1939. And the war broke out, and my career collapsed right at that time. Of course, I was I had been allocated to serve in Yaroslav, called 3rd Legionnaire Infantry Regiment. And we were fighting around Yaroslav. But that what was happening? As a young officer without experience, I had no specific allocation. But when over the radio we were called to join the regiments, because just after finishing the school, we were on holiday. So then, of course, I did that immediately. And what was happening? They were sending by phases ready units, company strengths, to the Western Front. I was actually in charge of these transitional companies. So actually, I wasn't sent to the Western Front to fight the Germans. But it came to the point that the colonel in charge of the last phase, I believe Colonel Berg, decided to defend the city of Yaroslav. So he chose quite the right terrain. And there we were stuck waiting for the Germans. Of course, as you know, generally speaking, Poland was not sufficiently ready for that what Germans prepared. Because the tactics of Germans were, first of all, to terrorize the whole country by sending planes and bombarding anything, civilians, bridges, barracks. So there was complete mess. Now people in fear were trying to escape east. So naturally the movement of fighting units was completely limited because the road were completely blocked. It was a tragedy. So naturally, when we were overrun at Yaroslav, I managed to escape, and I knew that our quartermaster column was heading east. I found him, and we were just simply heading east, but where, who knows? We thought that we would probably organize a defense somewhere, but this didn't happen because you know what the Russia did. That was great tragedy. Now, the point is, I was in charge of the first platoon leading the column. And when we reached the area, about 20 kilometers from Lvov, if I am correct, that was the name Sasov near Kulikov, we met Russians. But before that, we never were told by the army headquarters how to behave against Russians. Rather not to fight against them, not to shoot and so on. But the moment that we met them, we had to give up all the weaponry, even personal belongings like knives or shavings, whatever. And even bicycles were taken from some soldiers, and there was a big mess in that area. From that area, they used to organize column and send him, them into Russia. I didn't like that, so I decided to escape. I assumed that they were too busy pushing west to cover as much terrain as possible, to establish the part of Poland for own sake. So I deciding to escape, I thought myself that is not the best idea. So I organized a team of about 12 people, non-commissioned officer, corporal, and other ranks. We pitched the bikes for the sake of speed, and we decided to go west, because I thought that at least Germans was cultural country and so on. We didn't know that what they would do later to us. But the Russians were simply very poorly dressed, no any order. They were going like gangs, not in the proper organized column and so on. So they separated officers from the soldiers. I had no star on my laps, because when we finished the officer school, we are sergeants, non-commissioned sergeants, but what do you call cadet officers. So I didn't know at that time that over the radio we were immediately promoted to second lieutenant ranks. But anyhow, they pushed me into officer's column. The way they were leading that column, I didn't like at all. That's why I decided to escape.
What way were they leading it?
East. Where? I don't know. Anyway, I didn't make even 1 kilometer with that column. We pinched the bikes. I collected the people, and we started pushing west. Of course, the first front line of Russians were so busy rushing forward, they had no time to deal with us or any other soldiers lost, you know, here and there. And they saying, go back. And I replied, da, which means yes. And we were pushing again west. How much terrain we covered, I don't remember. We had to stop for the night to have a rest, because before that, from the point at defense at Yaroslav, we had hardly any sleep at all. We were all the time marching, no sleep at all, exhausted and so on. So when we woke up, we found ourselves among Germans. So there was a gap somewhere, because so the Russians already were close, and how that happens, I have no slightest idea. So of course I was caught into by Germans, and again we were marching a column. As far as Weinzut, that was the residence of Count Potocki's, you know, there was a castle there. Now, we had it in a meadow, which was fenced with wire fencing. Of course, no barracks or anything, no food for us. So, and from that camp, they used to organize columns to send them to Germany. Of course, officers to officers and so on. Now, in meantime, when they marched us to that camp in Weinzut, there was a chance to escape. We were guarded by Czechs in German uniforms, old people, older generations. So if one wanted to escape, that could be easy. But I thought that was too far to reach my home. So I let it to the last moment, because anyway, I lived in Tarnów, and that was practically, you know, on the way home. Now, I didn't like it that either, so I decided to escape again. Now, what has happened? I noticed that in that metal fencing, there was one broken strip. Now, I have to mention before that escape that they didn't give us any food, Germans, but they allowed peasants to pass some. And that camp was close to the road between the Potocki's palace and that meadow. There were two towers with machine guns. Some soldiers outside walking along the camp. So practically, you could think impossible to escape. But having found that gap, I asked one peasant if he could bring me a coat, civilian clothes. And I had some money. So he promised, and he did. Now, I had to choose a suitable moment when those Germans on the towers, machine guns were having attention out of the spot, and the soldiers passing by, also out of reach. So I picked up that moment, tried to jump through that gap, and I was stuck on the lower part of the broken strip. Somehow I managed, got between women, peasants, and that's it. And I said, go, go, go. But before I did that, I asked a friend of mine that would he do the same. But he used a different method. When the truck came to collect rubbish, in last moment he jumped on it, and he got out. And we both met at that house of the peasant who sold me the coat. And on foot, we reached our town of Tarnów. That was a lucky escape. So now you know about two escapes, but later on, if that would be your question, I had another two escapes from Poland and from Czechoslovakia camp. But that is connected with my underground work from very beginning, as I would say, from late December 1939 till 28th of August 1945, when I left Poland. If you would like to hear about this escape, I can give you a very brief account.
Well, perhaps you could put it in order when you come to it.
Certainly, because then there's a period of Polish Home Army, which I joined from the very beginning, I would say late December 1945.
39.
One moment.
December 1939.
I left Poland in 1945.
Oh, you left Poland.
So that was the last escape. Anyway, so I met in Tarnów through my colleagues, Major Sovislav, who was actually very active in organizing the underground movement called ZWZ, prior to that different names and so on, when eventually we accepted Polish Home Army. And but I was fully accepted in March when I had to make an oath of that I would serve
an oath.
An oath, right. So I was given a task to organize a placówka, which means something like a platoon, in my home village, Skrzeszów. And from then, I was given in time more terrain to cover eventually, and can I make a short break to carry on to memorize what I should say to you? Now, when I reached Tarnów, naturally we learned how life is going to be, which means very, very difficult, because the Germans were prepared to organize Poland in such a manner. They had all information prepared before invaded Poland. So naturally, in any part of Poland, whether that was village or town, there were units of gendarmes and so on. And Tarnów happened to be a center of German forces, means Gestapo, SS, the biggest prison in Tarnów, which was used to collect prisoners from all over southern Poland and then sent to German camps, either concentration camp, depending on. So what was happening all the time? They used to, they started arresting all officers. They had very good information, so practically very few were left because they changed location or towns where they lived and living under probably false names. That wasn't difficult to get false papers called Kenkata. So in first phase, all the officers were arrested. Then educated people, professors and so on, only intelligent people, politicians, because the aim of Hitler was to wipe out Poland from the map. We knew about that. And then they had already in mind what to do with Russia. So that they were from very beginning planning to push into Russia and just to establish the whole Europe and Russia as own territory under the name Drangnachosten, push east. So they did that precisely in the stages. So eventually it came to the state that they had not many more officers, educated people, so they were arresting even merchants or anybody. But the population was supposed to be used as slave labor later on in conquered areas in Russia. So naturally there was a lot of arrests, and people were sent to camps, to Germany as forced labor or to concentration camps. They had all the elites which they wanted to eliminate. And already they started killing some members of Polish home army. How they learned about them, I don't know. Because as early as the beginning of 1940, there were a number of executions. Then came the phase that they were dealing with Jews. So in Tarnów there was a ghetto in which they killed all Jews, and the young ones were sent to concentration camp. Now, at that time, probably we didn't know what was happening to them. We learned that later, because you heard about Karski, a courier who delivered a true news to Allied forces, but nobody wanted to believe it, even to Jews. They wouldn't believe it. But I would like to mention probably what Roosevelt said later, that they didn't do, USA did nothing about the problem. They said, we will deal then after the war, which was ridiculous. So naturally, that's why they exterminated 6 million of Jews. And that was quite regular. Now, from that prison in Tarnów, which was a big one, they sent regular transport of the prisoners, whichever, political, either to slave labor camps or concentration camps. And that was, they were so, how to say, rigoristic that they every load of prisoners was about 1,000 people. Supposing if someone escaped, so that they were so pedantic, they stopped the train and caught any chap or woman just to make that 1,000 people. So they were very, very pedantic whatever they were doing. So that was the situation. So we came to conclusion that we have to organize resistance movement. Otherwise, we wouldn't survive. Now,
how did you go about your job organizing the resistance in your village?
Now, I had no job at all, so I had to trade with anything, goods or exchange goods, or I had something, and my father helped me a little bit. Because I knew sooner or later I could be discovered and arrested. And that definitely happened very, very soon. So, joining the Polish underground movement, nobody in the family knew what I was doing. Now, would you believe you asked me how I could survive having no job? I was just producing soap and selling and making some profit on that. I learned the technique how to do it in simple way, using offals, from cows and so on, and caustic soda, and then adding some